ngayon dito sa studio si Justin Vasquez. Isa rin siya sa mga dating contestant sa X Factor 2014 tulad ni Sherilyn May. Magandang araw, Justin.
Hello po.
Salamat sa panahon mo.
Thank you for inviting me here.
Justin, di ako nagkakamali, bata ka pa lang, mahilig ka na mag-gitara?
Opo, parang ganun. I was 12 po when I learned.
Bakit ka nagka-interest? Si tatay mo ba? Si daddy mo ba? May mag-gitara, nanay
po
mo?
Hindi po. My uncles, opa, they play guitar. And then they used to be in a band, so my mother would be the lead singer. Ah. And then they practice in their lounge, yeah.
Mana ka pala kay mommy?
Opo.
Yun ba yung dahilan kung bakit nahilig ka sa pagganta?
Hindi naman po. I mean, I guess I've always, in a way, I've always been into music. Like, I've always had an interest on like piano and stuff. So, yeah.
So, nagpa-piano ka rin?
Opo.
Anong mas gusto mo? Piano, gitara?
If I could pick, like, I'd pick piano because, you know, like, I just love the chords I could play on that. But guitar, you can carry it around anywhere else. So
yung piano, meron ka bang formal training?
Hindi po. I learned by myself.
So, widow-widow lang, opo, yung sabi nila. Yeah. Ano yung mga, naalala mo ba yung unang kanta na nabuo mo?
Opo, yeah, I do. I think it was early last year. Like, I actually got to finish the song and I was quite happy with it.
Ito ba yung na-release mo na sa iTunes?
Ay, hindi po. No, hindi po. This was just to get the feel of what it's like to write a full song.
So, anong kanta yon? Naalala mo siya?
That
title?
One was called Second Chance.
Second Chance.
Opo.
Parang 16 ka pa lang nun.
Yeah.
Nagsusulat ka na tungkol sa Second Chance. Ano yung story nung kanta?
In a way, I fell apart with some other guy I used to like and then we kind of just stopped being close. So I wanted a chance.
Same friend mo?
Opo.
Okay, barkada kumbaga.
Parang ganun, opo.
Maliban sa X Factor, sumali ka rin sa Global Pinoy?
Singing Idol, opo.
Bakit mo naman naisipan yun? Sa Pilipinas to, di ba?
Opo, pero there was one here in Melbourne muna and that one was called TFC Cat. So I did that one muna and then you did an audition tapos you competed at the Collingwood Town Hall. So there I ended up getting first runner-up and then they sent me and another representative from New Zealand to compete in the Philippines. Tapos, yeah.
Ano yung feeling pag uwi mo doon? Kung yung nagkakamali, hindi, madalas naman kayong umuwi sa
opo
Pilipinas. Pero ano yung feeling na bahagi ka ng isang competition?
I don't know. I mean, it felt great to be in there. Like, it's very exciting, you know? And I've always wanted to experience what it's like to be in the show business. And I was there and I got to what's it called? Guest in Umagang Kay Ganda and It's Showtime. So we were there.
Anong feeling na?
I was very excited.
Naparod ka ng lolo't lola mo sa TV.
It was very exciting, actually. And in a way, it was one of those feelings where you're a bit nervous, but you're very excited and you're happy to be there.
So nung nandun ka, madami kang mga nakitang artista.
Opo.
May nakilala ka ba na idol mo?
Hindi naman po. I like all of them.
So wala kang isang artistang Pinoy na that you look up to?
No, I wouldn't think so. Maybe Gary Valenciano. Yeah.
Gary, Mr. Energy.
Yeah.
So, ibig sabihin, magaling ka rin sumayaw?
I used to dance back then. Opo.
Kung di ako nagkakamali, nag-VVCE ka rin ngayon.
Opo,
year
yeah
12, opo, tulad ni Sherilyn May. Ikaw ba? Meron ka bang, ano yung plano mo after year 12?
Hopefully, I could. Maybe I plan to go to Philippines for a bit and spend a bit of time with some
gap
family
year
there. Yeah, parang ganun. But or maybe just spend time there and then be back in time here to do studies.
Anong gusto mong aralin? Music?
Business.
Wow, hindi rin music.
Or maybe I'm like sound production or music industry.
So sound engineering.
Parang ganun na po, yes.
Bakit sound engineering, hindi composition or singing?
I could say it would sound like I've been able to record my own music, but then I also want to be able to mix that and make it sound professional. And in a way, I could probably open up a business with that anyways. If I know how to do it, I could open up my own studio or something.
Bubukas ka ng sarili mong Abbey Road?
Something like that.
Ikaw ay may isang awitin sa iTunes.
Opo.
Ano yung feeling nung nakita mo yung kanta mo? So search mo siya sa iTunes store, tapos makikita mo doon.
I don't know. It feels great, I guess. I mean, it's something like I've always wanted to try it and see how it goes, or, you know, what it's like to sell music. Yeah, it was very exciting.
Binili na ba ng mga tito tita mo at saka mami at daddy mo?
Ay, opo.
So how's it doing in iTunes?
I'm not too sure. Like, usually you can check up statistics, but I don't really focus on that. I just want to keep it there.
So have you told your friends that you're
opo, yeah. Oh, a few of my friends have already bought the song.
So yung hawak mo, hindi siya gitara, hindi siya ukulele.
It's in between.
Bakit ganyan kalaki? Kasi ba mas madali? Or?
Not just that. It's a lot easier to carry around. You know, it's not something that bothers me too much. Like, if it's an actual guitar, gotta hold to the side. This one, I could hold it with my fingertips.
But when you play it, pareho rin siya.
It's the same, yeah. I've trained to play it the same as a guitar.
So, pwede mo ba kaming bigyan ng sample ng isa sa mga awitin mo?
Sige po. This one is called Be Grateful, and I'll just do a bit of it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
moved to Melbourne in 05. Not before I left, I cried. Being held in my father's arms so tight, letting go was the one thing that didn't feel right. I miss him so much, just thinking if I'd ever see my father's face again. Meanwhile, I was trying to get used to accepting the fact that to grow up without you, it hurts, Dad. I miss you. It hurts, Dad. I needed you. It hurts, Dad. Where were you when I needed you the most? Since then, I've grown up to realize eventually I gotta go on and live life. Every wrong that I make is a lesson, and every moment in this life is a blessing. Just be faithful, just be graceful, just be thankful, just be grateful. The things you have in this life. Just be faithful, just be graceful, just be thankful, just be grateful for the things you have in this life.
Yeah. Ano naman yung inspiration mo sa pag-compose ng kantang yun?
Oh, that was really just life itself, like, well, my life actually, just how I feel, what I've been through, what I'm going through.
So ano ang pinapagpasalamatan mo, or what are you grateful for?
There's a lot of things I'm really grateful for, actually. Just to be here in Melbourne, to have the opportunity to do things that a lot of people would wish to do, you know. So something I'm really grateful for, like the things I have in this life, family, not so much of like object things, like things that I have, like the opportunity to an education, it's things like that.
Dahil nakita mo yung buhay sa Pilipinas?
Yeah, that played a major role in writing it, definitely, yeah.
So, imbitahan mo yung mga kaibigan natin. So, October 15?
October 15, I will be performing. Me and Sherilyn Mayho will be performing at Kindred Studios. And we will be doing an hour set each and a couple of songs as a duet.
At marinig namin ng Grateful?
Definitely.
Yeah. Maraming salamat, Justine Vasquez.
SBS.
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 This is SBS Radio.